This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is PLL Friday on Bounce Back Fallback. We'll get to those questions in a few. But we got to go back to earlier this week. Ramon Laureano, I have another multi-hit game this series. We did it Tuesday because I was off Monday. Monday's when he had the multi-hit game. He did not. He did have a hit in each of those games, including two home runs. So he still had a strong series. But both you guys bounced back. Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto will not allow an earned run this series. They did. Well, Soto did. He gave up two earned runs on Tuesday. Dominguez pitched two scoreless innings. Jason, you fell back. You thought both would allow an earned run. Can you bounce back?
Yep.
Charlie Morton earns a win in his start on Thursday. He did. 6 2/3, three earned. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. An Oriole will be traded by the time we do this on Friday. Gregory Soto heading to the Mets. Both you guys fell back. Brandon Young goes over the Book of Bone.
Book
14
of bone.
And a half outs recorded. He did not. He recorded 13. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you thought 3 2/3. Colton Cowser and Gunnar Henderson each stole a base on Monday. Two different Orioles will steal a bag over the next three games. No, there was only one stolen base attempt, and Cedric Mullins got thrown out on Wednesday. Both you guys bounce back. Jason, you did say two different guys will steal bases, but two different guys will be thrown out. One got thrown out.
I gave him way too much credit.
You did give him way too much. We have a tie at two. A tie at two. Let's get to this weekend. Mean Dean Kramer, Jason, because I think he won the prior time. He has completed seven innings in back-to-back starts. Mean Dean will record an out in the seventh. In a third straight start.
Yeah, Bone. His outs total is at 18 and a half. And I played it over. I think he does. This is a Rockies team that really struggles, especially away from home. Not a very formidable lineup. Mean Dean's strikeout numbers are down a little bit, but that's helped him go longer in these games. He's been more pitch efficient. He doesn't mind pitching in the heat, although today is oppressive.
It's hot.
And he's home where his splits have been great. So, yes, I think he can. And they need him to provide length.
Bone, where does the Book of Bone have his over-under? Right?
It was coincidentally enough, the 18
and
a half.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was at.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think he gets it out in the seventh. I think Mean Dean's against a bad lineup. I think he's prime.
How about Tomoyuki Sugano, who pitches on Sunday? He has completed five innings just twice in his last seven starts. Tomo completes five on Sunday, Ken, against a bad Rockies team.
Five innings, four runs, Bump.
Oh, all right. Five innings, four earned. Jason?
No. I say three. Three and a third.
Oh, all right. Orioles win the series, Jason. It's against the lowly Rockies. They win this series. They
got a lefty on Sunday, right? Gomer?
Against Tomo.
Yeah, I'll take Colorado.
Wow. All right, Ken. Kenny Sunshine.
Ravens. Orioles taking 2 of 3. I'll bounce back.
You asked this question, I believe, last segment or two segments ago, Ken. Two more Orioles will be traded before we do this again on Monday. Ken, you already said three.
Yeah, I think it's going to be three. I'll bounce back.
All right. Jason?
Two or more.
So
tie goes to the runner, in essence.
Yes.
The trader. Tie goes to
now,
the trader.
You can say over the 1.5.
If there's
yes.
Seven.
Yes,
that.
1.5. Yeah, so two's a win.
Two.
No, I'll say he craps the bed.
As a
does nothing.
As a
precursor to really crap in the bed.
So you're saying
no trades. Wednesday to Thursday.
No trades.
No trades.
I want to write it down for my notes. No trades. All right.
N O T R A D E S.
I know how to spell that.
It's a
PLL
Friday.
Time.
It's a Friday. Just making sure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's PLL time, Jason.
Yes.
The California Redwoods. Cover the 1.5 goals against Ken's Utah
Archers.
This
is tough because Utah doesn't ever win by two. Utah's 0-7 against the spread, Bone. I told you last week. You take them to win if you like them.
Well,
but good luck taking them to cover the two. Now, California's the worst team in the league. But I'm going to say 14-10. Archers.
14-10 Archers.
So you know me, I'm not betting against Utah, but what does that mean? Am I a bounce back or a fallback?
If you think they're going to win by one.
What's the question?
You need them to win by two.
Yeah,
do you think the Archers are winning by two?
Yeah, they're winning by two. Bounce back.
The New York Atlas cover that 1.5.
Hottest team in the league, Bone.
Against your Maryland Whipsnakes, Ken Wyman.
I'm team's whip snake there, Bone. I'm gonna fall back. I'm gonna fall back.
For those at home.
My wallet is team Philadelphia Water Dogs.
We're getting to
that's
them.
That's who I've got to win.
We're getting to them.
The whole kit and caboodle. New York is the rare team that is covering. What is it now, Beltway Ben? 17-7. Dogs are 17-7 against the spread. Are 17-7 against the spread for the season in the PLL. But New York has covered four straight. They've won four straight games by two or more. And I think they will take care of the Whip Snakes here. Although the Whip Snakes did beat them 16-12 in week three.
Oh,
let's get to your Water Dogs now. They cover that 1.5 against the Carolina Chaos.
I got to be honest. This is the game I want the least to do with from a betting standpoint.
Really?
On the whole kit and caboodle this weekend in the PLL. If you made me play this game.
I'm making you play
I would play Philadelphia on the money line. He's not letting me
I'm
do
not
that.
Letting you do it. It's not the question.
Book of Bone doesn't have
what if
a
I say it's going to go under? That does nothing for you?
No.
Give me the two goals with Carolina then.
Oh, that's a fallback for those at home. Ken?
Can you give it to me again, please? Because Jason brought up a lot of other options.
Philadelphia wins by two goals. Yes, yes or no?
Yeah. Yes, Bone.
There
bounce
we go.
Back.
Like you got to get right. You got to cut right to the core with
there
old GG.
There was a lot of other potential bets there. I lost the sauce.
The Archers play twice this weekend.
That's what happens when you host. That's the host team.
The Denver Outlaws cover the 1.5 goal spread against your Archers, Ken.
No, they're the Archers, Bone. No, that's a fallback.
I love it.
Yeah, that back-to-back has been tough for the host team. Again, Denver, I like them on the money line. I've played them on the money line. I don't want to play this at the 1.5. But I'll take Denver.
Taking Denver.
I'll take Denver to cover.
Reminder, we're with you till 6, and then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. It's live at Pickles at 6 p.m. It's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter. It should be people are lining up already for floppy hats down there. Our friend Anna is already getting her floppy hat on. It's
you're getting the flop sweats, too.
Yeah,
you're getting
it's
2-for-1.
It's 100 degrees outside. But coming up next, Twib Notes, and we take a look at a couple of teams going in the wrong direction. One is so far in the wrong direction that they already started selling. What else is Arizona going to do after selling Josh Naylor? And the Detroit Tigers were once the team with the best record in the American League. What the hell's happened to the Tigers? How concerned are we? We'll tell you next. Here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm a fan.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Another one of those backdoor sliders that was never in the strike zone.
That's a called strike three to end the game by plate umpire Brian Walsh.
Horrible.
That was not good. And Christian Walker, the former Diamondback, gets a double in the sixth inning. An RBI hit in the ninth. That's the difference in a 4-3 Houston win. And the Diamondbacks head off to Pittsburgh with the trade deadline bearing down on them. They're now three games under 500 and taking on water.
Highlights courtesy of D-backs television. Diamondbacks get swept by the Astros. Injuries have really hurt the Diamondbacks to the point that they now sit at 50 and 53, 10 games out of first. They are going nowhere, and they are aggressively selling as they sold Josh Naylor last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be the team that I hope the Orioles would have been, which is the one that has a chance to dominate this cycle and really kind of reset themselves. You know, the Naylor trade was nice. They're going to get much more for Suarez. There's not much starting pitching out there. That's definitely going to be traded. It seems like they're sort of hemming and hawing about whether they trade Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen. I mean, they're both on expiring contracts. Why wouldn't
What's the
you?
Diff?
Yeah, do you really think you're going to have a better, like, you're going to have a better chance of signing one back if you keep them? Like, I don't get that gambit, and frankly, I don't buy it. This is a blow to me for the Orioles, because Arizona's collapse came much sort of with trickles and ebbs and flows, where the Orioles' meaningful season, when you fire your manager before Memorial Day, there need to be roster moves that are commensurate with it. And we haven't seen them play youngsters like they should have. And they weren't forthright and aggressive about trading people. And now they're going to have to play second fiddle to other teams, because while Suarez has had a monster season, Mullins has fallen off a cliff, O'Hearn is taking a definite step back, you're only going to get so much for Laureano, who's a fourth outfielder type.
He might give him the most. He's playing so well.
I mean, if that's the case, it still ain't going to be much, brother. No. I got news for you.
No, and we talked about it during TMI yesterday, just looking at all of the trade candidates for the Orioles and the lead up to the deadline going back a month. And really, it's been Laureano over the past month. If you want to stretch and say Kittredge, I'll give you that. But outside of that, everyone's on the downturn heading to the deadline. It's not that like their value's gaining.
Diamondbacks are, you know, the Orioles like to complain about their injuries, but the Diamondbacks, man, you know, losing a Corbin Burns, losing constant pitchers. Ketel Marte was out for a while. Like, they've lost Corbin Carroll was out for a while. They've lost dudes.
Oh, look. Go look at the Houston Astros injury situation, and they're running away with that division again. I mean, if people are selling you injuries, they're bought and paid for. Injuries are part of baseball. And again, Orioles were a bottom five team and man games lost to injury from 2022 through the 2023 season. And the response to that and having the division sitting in front of them was to make themselves worse at the trade deadline two straight years. So, you know, if we're going to tell the story, let's tell the whole story. If you're going to tell me how great they were then, I'm going to say, well, they were mostly great because nobody got hurt.
Fuji in the general.
They lost Batista at the end of the year. That was it.
And the other side of it is, even if they were healthy, we see what this core together minus Adley has been over the past month. You gave out those numbers earlier, Jason, in terms of the offense.
3.4 runs per game in the month of July. Second worst in baseball.
And everyone had concerns about the starting pitching, and that was before we knew about the Grayson Rodriguez injury. So even if they were perfectly healthy, would they have more wins? Absolutely. But would they be world beaters? No.
Let's go to a team that is not out of the playoffs, but man, they don't look as good as they did a couple weeks ago, the Detroit Tigers.
It's a high fly ball to left field. Green can only watch it go. It's a home run for Ernie Clement. And it is 4-1 Toronto.
Blue Jays beat the Tigers. Tigers have lost 4 in a row, and I think 10 of 11.
One win in their last 11.
Yeah, what the hell is... Now, they're going to win that division. They're 8 games up on the Guardians, but what has happened to the Tigers?
Well, there was going to be some regression at some point in time, and it certainly happened. Look, Flaherty's been bad. You know, Mize has been good. Scooble's been awesome, but they're having to run a bunch of spot starters out there. That hasn't worked out so well for them. They put a lot of stress on their bullpen, and some of those guys might be hitting the wall a little bit in the dog days, and they're not scoring runs. I mean, Riley Green is still hitting, but you know, the Carpenter injury is a big deal, and they're just not stringing together quality at-bats. And A.J. Hinch, to his credit, unlike the fake manager here, you know, actually calls it like it's going on. The quality of at-bats slipped. I think some of the success that some of these guys had in the first half went to their heads a little bit. We know what that was like. We saw that here, right? And it's a young team, and they're having to recalibrate now that they've become the hunted. You said it. They're going to win that division, and they'll probably win it comfortably. But, like, that might be a 500 team the rest of the way.
Yeah, you mentioned the offense. That's the thing that really sticks out in this stretch. They've only scored 4 runs or more in this stretch of 11 games just 3 times.
Well, they're, 25th in scoring. They've scored 71 runs this month. That's 10 more than the O's still. And they've got a team ERA over 5. So that's not a great combination.
Bad cocktail.
What's your level of concern for the Detroit Tigers right now?
It's going to be an interesting deadline for them. They need another bat. They might need a starting pitcher, even if it's more of an innings eater than necessarily a top flight guy. I think they could use another interesting arm in their bullpen as well. For as much as they do that chaos stuff, and it's mix and match. Yeah, it's time for them to be aggressive. They were pretty aggressive as a seller last year. The good news for them is, look, I mean, Cleveland can't hit the ball. I don't buy Cleveland. I know they just took care of the Orioles. And the Royals dug themselves such a hole that they're not going to be able to get out of it. But if the Tigers are going to do in the postseason what they did last year, I think they need another bat and another innings eater.
Well, doesn't this sort of feel like the Orioles a couple years ago?
Definitely.
Where the American League is so wide open, you need to realize the moment and go for it.
And I think they will.
Tigers, a reminder,
they've got a loaded farm system.
Yeah, they're the only team over 500 in the AL Central. The Guardians sit at 500, the Royals 3 games under 500. When we come back, we switch to football. And Cincinnati Bengals, it's been an eventful offseason. They paid their wide receivers, but their first round pick is not signed yet, and their pass rushing defensive end is holding out. We'll talk to Solomon Wilcott. He, of course, SiriusXM NFL Radio, also Believe in Bengals podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joins us next. Training camps have begun around the National Football League, including in Cincinnati, where not everybody's there. But let's talk some Bengals now with our friend. He's part of the Sirius FM NFL radio. Oh, he dropped off. I just looked and he was there and now he's gone. All right. Well, Solomon. Oh, I didn't hear that. So Solomon Wilcox.
Maybe he got called in as an intermediary to try to help soothe some of the tensions between the defensive side of the locker room and Mike Brown.
Solly
the conciliator. Solly coming in to try to tamp it all down.
Bone, have you texted Solly Wisconsin to find out what's going on?
Reconfirmed 30 minutes ago.
Oh, Solly Wisconsin. I'd maybe try him back. He said he reconfirmed. But he is not answering.
I'm very interested in Bengals camp this summer.
Yeah.
Jordan Moore, roll downs roll. Loyola wide receiver and former standout at Duke University is in their camp. I'm hearing good things. Early.
Could he make that team?
I mean, I think he could at least make the practice squad. I do.
I guess it started with COVID. Teams don't really pay much attention to other teams' practice squads anymore. It's like usually if a team has you.
Well, and they changed the rules so much that you can hoard veterans now. Yeah.
Hoard veterans, and also it went from 10 to 16. Yeah.
But there used to be a time where guys, like I remember that third preseason or fourth preseason game back then, you wouldn't play some of those iffy guys because you didn't want somebody plucking your guy.
There's fewer games. They've changed the cutdowns and how the cutdowns work, and they've allowed you they've expanded practice squad eligibility and expanded the actual practice squads themselves. So, yeah, I mean, it's more for your own developmental players, but there are smart teams who certainly can find I mean, isn't it how they lost Darren Waller?
But that was years ago. I'm talking about post-COVID. And Darren Waller, that was it Gruden who saw him in, like, on
warming
a field
up.
In a game?
They had him warming up when he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's a spicy meatball.
But that was pre...
Yeah. That was obviously pre-COVID. But, I mean, there's still teams, I think, that do find, you know, that do a good job. There's probably certain teams that scout other teams' practice squads better than others.
Yeah.
But this is a big summer for the Bengals. I mean, they open up with the Browns. They've had trouble starting seasons on the good foot. The Browns own Joe Burrow early in his career, and they've got some contractual issues to still get done.
Well, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Joining us now, host of the opening drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio and the Believe in Bengals podcast, it's Solomon Wilcots. And Solly, thank you as always for your time. So let's start with Trey Hendrickson. What the heck's going on with Trey Hendrickson? When do you think we'll see him in Bengals camp?
Well, guys, you know, he is under contract, so he has 1 year left on his remaining deal that's expected to pay him about $15 million for the upcoming season. As you guys well know, he's outplayed that contract. His value is twice that on a per annual basis. And he's being fined right now $50,000 a day for missing practice or not attending. That's why you have the typical situations where players are holed in. They come to camp, they're counted for. They're not going to do any work to risk injury, but Trey's decided to stay away from the team. And so right now he's incurring penalties up to $50,000 a day. It cannot be waived by the team when he reports. And if he misses a first preseason game, it'll cost him another $800,000, a full game check. So it's going to be very punitive. I expect him to maybe show up soon, but he's really determined to get his value, led the league in sacks over the last 2 years. So, you know, I just don't know that the holdout can continue. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be the wise thing to do, but he's a guy, they know his value. And now the contract has come down to how much money are they going to guarantee beyond the first year of the contract?
Well, Solly, Shamar Stewart is not under contract. He has not signed his rookie deal, so it's not a holdout at all. How do you see that situation playing out? Could there be a realistic possibility that he re-enters the draft, sits out altogether?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. It's just too much money there. He's due to make fully guaranteed, what, $18 million on his rookie contract. I don't know that a player would risk going back into the draft and thinking they're going to get drafted higher. In the meantime, that would be potential money loss, right? Money that could have been earned over a year's time, and to have a zero over the next 365 days just to wait for a little better pay. You and I both know that would probably not be the wisest thing to do. So I do believe he'll end up signing a contract. What the language looks like in that contract, as you and I both know, that's the problem. That's the holdup here. I don't know what it'll look like, but right now it's being called conduct detrimental. You and I both know that's very broad language. Mm. Many players don't want to sign a contract that says if I'm late to work or if, for whatever reason. We heard Mike Brown say we don't want to pay a player to be in jail. I think that goes beyond the pale. I don't know that any player, agent, or owner expects for a guy to get paid if he's sitting in jail. So I think that was going much further than where it needed to go. I do believe that if you're the agent now, you've got to figure out, okay, what's next? What can you give the team? And, you know, in terms of you get what you want and you got to give them a little bit of what they want. Because I think the most important thing now is getting your client to work.
Solly, all the attention goes to Jerry Jones when he holds court in Oxnard, but you mentioned some of Mike Brown's comments, and he always meets with the media before Bengals camp starts. And like, he kind of talked like, you know, this is normal and everybody goes through this, but I don't know, Solly. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know that everybody's always at war with their best players, seemingly, like, you know, more frequently than not, or too frequently. Like, How did that play in Cincinnati? Like, were people buying what he was selling, or were they like, no, we're really the only team that still, you know, has issues signing a first-round pick?
No, look, there's been articles written by Paul Daner Jr. in The Athletic, who I think does a wonderful job covering the team on the daily, who said that right now in Cincinnati there's very low confidence in the organization, right, you know, when it comes to managing their business. Since the team went to the Super Bowl in 2021, every single offseason since then, they've been in the middle of these contract disputes, whether it was with Jesse Bates entering 2022, whether it was T. Higgins entering 2023, entering 2024, it was Jamar Chase and T. Higgins again. And then now this year is not only Trey Hendrickson, they decided to put the bullseye on their first round pick, where all of the first round picks are, have their contract signed. The Bengals are still an outlier in this category. So to me, I think some general managers, some team owners, they're playing chess. Others are playing checkers. Some aren't as good at it as others. The ones that are good at it have Super Bowl trophies in their trophy case. The ones that aren't do not. I mean, we have a clear line of understanding who the best owners are, guys. I mean, the ones who win, the ones who perennially win, and the ones who don't, they tend to have these skirmishes and these arguments with players. I think with Shamar Stewart, when Shamar Stewart said, it's as if they prefer to win arguments rather than games, I think that hurt some feelings in the building a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And probably because it's more true than it is wrong. I'm not saying it's completely wrong because I know they do want to win, but I think we have to begin to ask ourselves what's really important, and is that always the number one priority?
Talking with Solomon Wilcott, Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, offense shouldn't be a problem, but what is their quarterback and offseason capologist, Joe Burrow? He seemed to figure out how to get the wide receiver signed. I can't imagine he's thrilled that their best pass rusher and their first-round pick aren't in camp.
Look, I can tell you this. Joe Burrow is a phenomenal quarterback, and he doesn't want to have to be discussing other players' contracts. He doesn't want to have to fight these battles of, you know, sign the players, but he knows who he's dealing with. There's a history here, and Carson Palmer lived it. You know, you can go back to the days of Boomer Esiason. We're in a new NFL now, so I think going back that far wouldn't be totally fair to the team owners. But I do think there is a history that suggests that if you're the quarterback and you're going to be asked to go out and win games and determine the fate of the franchise and carry the water for a city and a town, you better be involved in the day-to-day. You better be more – look, he was instrumental after his rookie year. Go get me Jamar Chase. I know this guy. We have great chemistry. I know what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, Joe Burrow was right. The guy's a triple crown winner. He is one of the best receivers this game has ever seen, guys. Before the catch, after the catch, okay? I mean, the numbers don't lie. So I think Joe has taken a more proactive role as much as one can, who plays the quarterback position, to try to help this organization win a championship, to try to push them to heights they've never been before. And you and I both know you can't keep doing the same things you've always done, think you're going to get a different result. And I think behind the scenes and in every single way possible, Joe Burrow is trying to help this team do that.
Well, Solly, let's assume cooler heads prevail and eventually Shamar Stewart's in camp, Trey Hendrickson's in camp. Have they done enough to close the gap on the Ravens in the AFC North?
See, I think that's a good question. I think teams who try to win championships don't just do status quo. They do status quo, and then they do the next thing, and then they do the next thing, and then when the next opportunity to come to get a little bit better, they do it. And when Jahir Alexander was sitting out there, he went to school not too far from Cincinnati, about an hour, 15-minute drive to Louisville. And knowing that the Bengals need more assets in that secondary, I think they should have been just as active as the Ravens were. But guess what? Lamar Jackson is doing what Joe Burrow's doing. These quarterbacks understand that when you have talent out there you're familiar with and you trust in those players to come into your locker room and help you build a winning culture. Last year, the Ravens had one of the worst secondaries, at least numerically speaking, right? They went through a sea change and really struggled. And so they needed to add more. They now have 5 first-round picks in their secondary. You know, they drafted one in this year's draft, Malachi Starks. And then they went out and got Jahir Alexander to add to that. They expect to be better on defense in the secondary. And I think that means they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So you have to give them a lot of credit. And now it just remains to be seen if the Bengals have done enough. I think they've done status quo. What is that? We kept our guys. Did they go out and make any extra moves to bring in other people to help build upon what they already have? I can't point to a lot of those moves that were made to do that. But let's see if it was good enough, because I do think bringing back Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Trey Hicks, We all know that those were the right things to do.
Solomon Wilcott's always great, man.
Thank you, brother.
You so much for your time.
You know, guys, I was trying to get through the security here at the airport. I'm on my way traveling, so I'm glad we were able to make it.
Thank you for fitting us in, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye. Thank
you. That was that's an IA Hall of Fame move
mentioned that. I think Sally's got a good case.
Guy's getting through security.
He's got a good case.
That's above and beyond.
That deserves strong, strong consideration.
You know what they call that in the trades? Anti-Aloysius behavior is what they call that.
Pete Prisco.
Anti-Prisco behavior.
Yeah. Hey, Juan Dixon's joining us at 5 o'clock. He just confirmed. He just confirmed. Cordell Woodland at 5:30. But coming up next, all the young dudes. And when the dust settles on Thursday, will it just be young dudes on the Orioles? Gregory Soto gone. Felix Bautista will probably still be here. But what else are the Orioles going to do in the next week? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. So we're less than a week till the trade deadline, and the Orioles will probably not be trading Felix Bautista, who went on the IL yesterday after having some shoulder discomfort on Wednesday night.
If they get a real GM, I bet he trades him in the offseason.
He could. They're very impossible. Gregory Soto got the save opportunity yesterday and got the save as the Orioles salvage 1-4 against the Guardians. And then today, they trade Gregory Soto to the New York Mets for 2 minor league arms.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be not particularly sexy. It's going to be kind of workmanlike trades that check boxes. They need upper-level minor league arms who could help fill in and patch up innings as a bulk guy or just a middle-inning reliever. They probably need more. They got one who I bet gets a chance to pitch in the majors this year, and he won't be alone because there'll be more of an exodus to come. And then you're looking at lottery tickets, and look, 20-year-old, 21-year-old, if those 101, that's great.
I like it.
He's doing it in the complex league. Like, there's a lot of development, a lot of pitfalls to try to avoid. A kid like that, throwing that hard, you know?
But that can be problematic.
But yeah, I mean that's what this season, that's the net of this season. This season has been such a failure that you're not even really making baseball trades from a position of strength. You're getting rid of the guys it makes sense to get rid of, and you're getting what you can get, and you're going to have so much work to do in the offseason. I don't even think they realize it. If they're still here. And again, I pray they're not here.
Well, I mean, that's the next step. This upcoming offseason has to be a 180 from last offseason, where you're making, Ken, the money moves.
Money moves, baby.
We need money moves this offseason, not whatever that just happened. Yeah.
Not Austin Slater and Eloy Jimenez.
No, need a lot more than that. But yeah, at this deadline, it's going to be a lot more of that Soto trade, an older guy that maybe can help eat innings the rest of the way, and a younger guy that has some upside, but of course there are some red flags there, and it's a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I'd expect the Orioles traded Gregory Soto for the 2 minor leaguers, and I expect the 26-year-old kid to be here at some point this year, because they're going to trade so many arms, they're going to need an arm. And that's not to say I think he's going to be here next year, but I think he's going to be here sometime in August or September. And that's Cameron Foster.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. I mean, I'm glad it's finally here so we can finally get beyond this and just see what the organization looks like. And then I also think once we get beyond this, isn't it incumbent on somebody in ownership to say something about the direction of the franchise?
Yes.
and maybe start to message to the locker room, the clubhouse,
fan base,
and fans and sponsors about whether you're really sticking with this regime or not? But if you don't want to do it before the deadline because, you know, they've convinced you that, well, we're so far in it, and, you know, other people would tell you it's hard to make a change, although go ask the Nats about that. They did it with a far more accomplished front office and a far more accomplished manager. Then okay, but I think there's going to have to be some cues from above that let people know how seriously they're taking this or not taking it, you know, whether this is part of a process of ripping a Band-Aid off once and for all to find somebody else to heal that wound, or whether these people are still considered the doctors even though they have no bedside manner.
Orioles have called up Jeremiah Jackson from AAA Norfolk for tonight's game to fill Gregory Soto's spot. We'll see how long he's here.
Yeah, I saw him in Norfolk. He looked really good. I told my boys that you're going to see this kid play in the majors this year. He plays a decent defense infield. He's got some speed and athleticism to him. Was once a top prospect with the Angels. And he did not hit at Chesapeake at all. And I kind of thought it was weird to have him at AA. I'm like, geez, isn't this guy too good for AA? And then he was not good at all. And they put him in Norfolk, and he's had like a 1,000 OPS. And he led really good at-bats the night we saw him against Gwinnett. And, Mateo's shot, and they just put what's-his-face through waivers again, right? Vasquez or whatever. He's somebody else I'd like to get a look-see at a little bit.
Orioles back in action tonight. Ravens on the practice field. And if you're not paying attention, this TBT basketball tournament's been going on. It started with 64 teams. It's down to 8, including Shell Shock, the Maryland team. Their coach, Maryland legend Juan Dixon, joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.